what's happened is we did have a large flare, the largest since December of 2006. We kind of get that bright burst, that explosive release instantly. And then what you're likely hearing about is there's also a cloud of gas, hot gas that's released with that. And that takes a little longer to get to the Earth, so anywhere from 1 to 4 days. And what we're guessing with this one, based on what we've seen, is that it could be here sometime on the 17th or the 18th is what we're expecting at this time.
And when it does come, what does that mean? Will we notice it?
So essentially what this does is it hits the Earth's magnetic field and kind of shakes it up a little bit. So the Earth's magnetic field tries to get back to its normal state, and what happens is it drives things that people notice, like the aurora, for example. So late on the 17th, 18th, if the observing conditions are good, at high latitude, you could see the aurora. This storm is not a huge one. So there are some storms, if they're exceptionally large, that could cause disturbances in the power grid. This one's not big enough for that. We really don't expect significant impacts with respect to that. But sky watchers could get a good show.
Okay, a good show. But radio transmissions will not be interrupted then, thank goodness.
So the radio transmissions we did have, when that flare goes off, that first explosive release, kind of the sunlit side of the Earth does get impacted by that. So people using HF communications, airlines over the ocean, for example, did see some temporary disruptions to service. But other than that, that should be it.
Really? Okay. And satellite TV, probably maybe a blip here and there?
Yeah, should be no major impacts to any of the satellite service providers.
Is this something that, though, if the sun wanted to, it could really burp something our way that would be devastating?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it has happened. If you look back through long-term records, there are very, very big events, and we know that from different evidence. Like 1859 had a very, very large storm that has gotten attention that could theoretically damage, you know, some of the power distribution grid. I mean, we don't have any reason to believe that's going to happen tomorrow or next year even, but it is possible on long time scales.
How do we detect these?
So we have lots of instruments. NOAA has the GOES satellites that are constantly watching the sun. We get measurements every 2 seconds to kind of watch the output of the sun, and we see that explosive release of energy instantly. And then we look from there at the host of other, you know, ground-based or NASA data or Air Force data to try and get an idea of what all is coming our way.